Ukraine, and they offer a bag of 5 kilos of 5 kilo bag of sugar to whoever gives them up, a Jew, and somebody we're talking about him denounce this, and the German says, now you are going to receive the bag of 5 kilos. He says, no, I don't want to receive it. I just did it out of patriotism. So we've been misinformed. Some of the people, without these people, the Germans would not be able to do anything at all. It was the people who pushed into that. Yes? The drunks and this, we never were able to do anything. Now all of a sudden they kill the Jews. Yes?
They make the exact opposite argument.
Yes, I know.
The government.
But that's a lie.
They say
it is a lie.
That's not the people.
Yeah, it is a lie. It is a lie. Yes, it is the people, and without the people, the Germans would not be able to do what they did.
The proof is Denmark and Bulgaria.
Oh, great! One day I'm going to tell you. I told you the story of Bulgaria.
A little bit.
This is fantastic.
Kadame, right?
Yes. Yes. Fantastic story. Yes. The president of the community in Bulgaria used to write to. You didn't know him, to Professor Benadrete. Mm-hmm. And he told me what the letter was. Professor, it's fantastic. One day, remind me, yes, tell my stories, yes, about during the Second World War, when Bulgaria Jewry, not one single Jew was killed by the Germans. Not one single Jew. Why?
Because of the King of Bulgaria.
No. King of Bulgaria, like representing it, he ran away. He escaped.
He said, "These are my people."
You're right away. I'm going to tell you. Should I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know the name of the president of the community in Bulgaria? What was it? Moscona. Now you know the idea, but you would not know the Professor Bernadette didn't know the word. I told him what the meaning of the word, what Moscona means. I tell you afterwards. Nothing to do with Moscow. Yeah, it's almost. No. It's a Spanish word. Judeo-Spanish word. Moscona, I tell you what Moscona is. Somebody that deals in masks. M-U-S-K is a Moscona. For this, you have to know Ladino well.
Was that Muscatel the same thing?
No. Mask is a perfume. Is a all right.
There's Mosconas here.
I
think so.
In Deal?
Well, in Brooklyn.
Oh, but if they don't come to Deal, they don't come. All right, a fantastic story. A fantastic story told to Moscona Alava Shalom, to Professor Benadrete Alava Shalom. And Professor Benadrete told me this story because we used to be very, very friendly. He used to live in East 17th Street and Avenue M in Brooklyn. And I lived not too far from there. Anyhow, the Germans always wanted to take the Jews from Bulgaria and for a nice, wonderful paid vacation in Auschwitz. So, they're so nice, the Germans. Culture, culture. See, what happened with people is they don't have culture. So you take terrorists, you give them culture, they're going to become nice, like the Germans. All right? So they would come and the people, they would rebel. And would not let them. And Moscona told them this following story. Once they came early to the Judea, to the Jewish neighbor, and they took all the people, the men, they round them up, and they put them in trains. Yes? In the train station. And they were ready to move them to Auschwitz. And all of a sudden, hordes of peasants. They come down to the rail, railroads, and they sit down, and they will not let the train pass. And Moscona, alav shalom, told the following story. He heard a conversation between a German colonel and a Bulgarian peasant. Yeah. And he says to the peasant, he says, "Why you protect these people? They're not you." And he says, "Because they are good people." And he says, "Good people? He says, how do you know that they're good people?" He says, "I know they're good people. because my wife worked for them as a chadame, as a maid. And she used to be a very bad woman. And from the moment she started working with them, she became a good wife and a good mother. Nice, no? We should teach the stories to our children. Mm-hmm. All right? A beautiful story. What? Yes? She became a good wife and a good mother.
How about Denmark?
A different story, but then we was going to have pistachios and this, and we have no more Gemara. We have some stories. You know, and we change those. It's all right. Continue. Chavod.
I don't understand the Ibarite Mas. I don't understand.
I'm going to go. All right. Chavod.
Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes. And then we finish with Rome, which is the first act. Yes. We had the introductory the opening act, and then we have the first act. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
But that now, says Ba'olam Hazeh.
Yes. And I was, tell me your CV. Your CV? We want to apply as the leader of the free world, whatever it is. Bema Asaktem. All right. Chavod.
Hom Medim Lefanav. Ribbono shel olam, harbe shevakim tekaninu.
Harbe shevakim tekaninu. Commerce. Markets, international markets. Chavod.
Harbe merhasaot asinu.
Hygiene, public hygiene.
Harbe kesev izahav hirbinu.
Currency. That's currency. All right.
וכולם לא עשינו אלא בשביל ישראל כדי שיתעסקו בתורה.
Now I'm going to defend them because I want you to understand what they're saying. All right. I believe, and then after Rome they're going to have Persia. Yes. Chronologically speaking, Persia came before Rome. From the time of Beit Rishon, at the end of Beit Rishon, and so on. Yes. And we have Daniel and so on. They're saying something very, very intelligent. Something happened during the Roman Empire. And I'm challenging everybody except you. If you know it, don't say it. And Rome says this is thanks to our civilization. We created a civilization. And that civilization permitted what?
Studying Torah.
No.
Freedom of religion.
The greatest accomplishment, I would say, of civilization, which happened to be made by a Jew.
Right.
No. The first code of law, the Mishnah. The Mishnah was written in, or during, within, as a part of the Roman Empire. To write the Mishnah, you need certain economic and level of culture that would have been impossible without Rome. By the way, the Mishnah was published 2nd century. Yes, and the Justinian Code, which was Roman Code, Roman Code, when? 5th century. We that were decapitated, killed, massacred, despoiled by the Romans during the second Beit HaMikdash, yes, Yavne, etc., all this mass massacres. We were able to produce a code of law that is superior to the Roman code. And this, the Rome says, is thanks to us. We prepared the structure. If there's a Mishnah today, say thank you to the Roman Empire. Powerful argument, no?
Yes.
By the way,
well, no.
I'll be with you in a second. You know, by the way, what historians do? I have a thesis. I don't think historians are going to agree. I believe that nobody should be able to speak about Judaism as a professor or whatever it is if you cannot read the Parashat HaShavua without mistakes. All right. So we eliminate the whole entire academic world. You know, I want to hear the way you read Parashah. All right? Yes.
Eliminate more than that.
Yes. Somebody, I don't want to hear the great scholar. You don't know Parashat HaShavua? You cannot read a pasuk without mistakes? Yes. All right. So that is my theory. What the historians do, all historians, is exactly this thesis. Part of the Roman Empire and was this and so on, and everything good in Judaism was copied from somebody else. There's nothing original about Judaism. Zero originality. Nothing. This is the copy from this, and the copy from that, the copy from this, and so on. That said to us by self-hating castratos. You know, they're clearly, I mean, they have nothing to do. They would not be able to work in your story. There's nothing. You know, just they go to. You're talking about the coil is not good. I tell you, the worst coil than I call it, academia. That is the worst coil. At least in the coil, the Saddam is in Torah. Yes, so they get a salary because they study Torah. Yes, they get a salary for being anti-Torah. All right, now, but this is the Ta'ana of Rome. You have a code because of us. And now you're going to see the answer. But you wanted to say something.
Well, the argument, you created a crisis, so the Mishnah's response to your crisis. How do you know that it wouldn't have been something much better than the Mishnah?
Oh, yes. We saved also how many jobs they saved like this. All right, very good. If it wouldn't be because of this, we wasn't this. All right, very nice. But beautiful argument, this beautiful argument. Reading too much Time Magazine or whatever it is. Now we're friends, so we could say this thing to each other. Chavod. Let's see what the answer of a Katsuraku. It's a good point of Rome. Yes? Right? By the way, in the whole world of antiquity, there were only two civilizations that produced a code of law. The Mishnah and the Roman code. Not the Greeks, not the old days, none of them was ever produced. It seems to be, I wrote about it a few lines, but I never was able to study it correctly because of this. It seems that the Persians also, they produced something like code of law, but there was a woman. What? No. It's a woman, a Russian woman, was a friend of Professor Bickerman, my friend. She wrote, she's this about it, but she wrote in Russia, and my age to study a new language and so on is too much for me. But she argues that they're also the Persians, the this and so on. I never read the thing. But only to, I mean, in a minute, I'll show. So apparently, whatever the Persians did didn't survive, but maybe some. Now this woman, she found some fragments. I really wanted to able to study. But what you want to say?
Yeah, I was going to ask if then the Code of Hammurabi is not considered a legal.
No, it's not a code. It's not a real code.
I know that it has it in the name, so I was confused.
Yeah, all right. I have a telephone book, but it's all right. It's not a code because it's not organized in a legal way. So things are not organized. Yeah, are sporadic things and so on. How about? Yeah. But they call it code. Why not? It sounds nice. Especially if I want to apply for a scholarship and so on. And I want to investigate the code, the Hammurabi code. If I say the conglomerations of rules, they will not give me anything. All right, fine. Chavod. Now we're going to say this.
Amar lahem
HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Shotim
Sheba'olam. It's fantastic. Yes, Shotim Sheba'olam. It's high time that somebody should tell them Shotim Sheba'olam. Shotim Sheba'olam. Chavod.
kol ma she'asitem lesorech asmechem asitem.
Part of the strategy to destroy Israel, the whole plan of the Roman Empire is to suffocate, to strangle, to muzzle Israel. Wait. Beautiful, the secretaries and so on. And the purpose is to destroy the Jewish way of living. You don't have going to have, but in Madison Avenue, so here it's different. Wall Street is different. But in there was wherever you have the Wall Street of the time, you have perversion. I invite you. You come. You see. You smell. And then your poor Sarah or Rivka at home, she doesn't seem as glamorous as the secretaries in those places. The purpose is to destroy you. Yes. Don't be naive. Don't be fooled. This purpose is not to have something in Tel Aviv. We want to destroy Tel Aviv. And the way we're going to do it is through our market. And you're going to love us. One second, because you see, yes.
Merhasaot le'aden bahen asmechem.
Le'aden. I love it. The merhasaot is the clubs, private. And there is le'aden. This is your Gan Eden. This is your Gan Eden. And you are not permitted there. Le'aden asmechem. You. And therefore, at the once, there's the Jew goes to there and sees the beautiful secretaries, is this, the that, yes? And which are ultimately, he has described with a nice word. Yes, that's all what they are. And then you see, you could go there and you see them, you deal with them and so on. What about the Merhasaot? No, sorry, no Jew there. But you could see from outside, they are Demahem. Yes, because there are one more, and that's it. Yes, well, go ahead.
Kesef v'zahab shelim.
All right, I will do that. All right. So what happened? The purpose of Roman civilization is to undermine the Jew. And the answer is, we produce the Mishnah in spite of you, not because of you. We responded in spite of you. You did not try to help us. You tried to undermine us. And therefore, don't claim credit that the Mishnah is part of the Roman civilization. You understand? You did this because whenever a Jew is invited to one of the clubs, yes, it's not to strengthen Judaism, is to undermine Judaism. Yes? And be smart. You were raising your hand, yes?
Yeah, that's exactly how you say in Golden Doves in the fourth part about that the Mishnah was to salvage a modicum of political economy.
Of course. We responded. The Mishnah is in spite of them, not because of them. Exactly. And we're in this. So, second is going to be the Persians. I mean, we're not going to be, because otherwise we're going to be late for the Aden Asmenu. I don't know, but this week of the Shabbat, so I'm Aden a little bit less. What I was going to say, the second is going to be Persia. And Persia is going to be make a similar argument, different words and so on. But you know what happened in the Persian? The Talmud. Because Nehardea, which is Persia, and Sura, which is Semitic, is Iraq, Iran today. And this was, in history, either the Persians were dominated the two parts, or the Semitic, the Iraq dominated the two parts. You cannot divide one from the other. And so that what we call in Hebrew, Babel, is the both things. Iraq, Iran. You understand? And the Persian and Iran said, well, we produce the Talmud. All right? And we want to be the leaders. So anyhow, I hope you enjoy yourself. Try to review. Next class is going to be a little bit. I thought that you I did mail you whatever it is, and so it's my thing. Bring the material. And any questions, but very, very brief, because grill, whatever it is, barbecue. Oh, you know barbecue today. All right. So any questions? No. Rabbi Hanina Maka Shomer, Rasaka Shakul, Rasaka Israel, the Fichar, Barim, Kramus, Shemal. Anybody has to say Kaddish?
I have some notes on it. That I lost. Yeah. And then do you have my
Shemot?
Yeah, the Shemot. But I also had Shemot. That about? But I have my other notes on the other one.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.